昨天已经介绍过这个李弟兄。
Yesterday I introduced our brother Lee.
我昨天介绍以后啊，沈弟兄来纠正我。
And brother Vincent corrected me afterwards.
因为有一些我讲了关于李弟兄的事情啊，不是顶实在，不是顶这个真实。
Because I wasn't very accurate.
所以我们在此就是追求真理的，我应该要来更正一下。
Since we're seeking after the truth, I think I should correct it.
李定武弟兄他是在这个 Illinois 那边这个拿到这个硕士学位。
Brother Lee graduated from University of Illinois with his master's.
他是学这个机械的。
And that was in mechanical engineering.
然后到 Muskegon 那边是工作的。
And then he worked in Muskegon.
离开了 Muskegon 以后到哥伦比亚大学读的这个博士学位。
And then he went to Columbia for his doctorate.
所以在哥伦比亚毕业以后才到 Rutgers 去教书。
And then he went to Rutgers to teach.
所以我昨天讲他是 Rutgers 毕业的，那是错误的。
So he did not graduate from Rutgers.
我相信李弟兄他是不在意我这个错误。
I'm sure he doesn't really mind.
不过我也觉得我们虽然不应该注重这个弟兄姊妹们的背景，
although we shouldn't emphasize the background of brothers and sisters，
不过有的时候我们也应该要知道一些这个他到底是这个过去的这个历史是怎么样。
But it's nice to know what their history is like.
最低限度要讲出来的话是真实的。
At a minimum we should be accurate.
所以向李弟兄道歉。
Sorry about that.
很高兴今天跟弟兄姐妹分享第二堂的信息。
Very happy to share with you the second message for today.
我们刚才的诗歌里面，我们用的是约翰福音第十四章第十九节，主耶稣说：“因为我活着，你们也要活着。”
The song that we sang is taken from John 14:19, which is that because I live, you will live too.
这是何等的应许
！Well, what a marvelous promise this is.
我们又同时听到今天早上朱弟兄的见证。
Also, we heard this morning from Brother Chuck and his testimony.
我们知道，我们做基督徒的，我们必须要让神来烧尽我们自己的私欲，使我们剩下的就是主耶稣基督与他的十字架。
We want the Lord to purify us with fire, so that what is left behind is from Jesus Christ and His cross.
我们今天一连串我们要讲的信息里面。我们昨天提到是近代人的特征。
Last night we talked about the special characteristics of modern man.
我们讲到现代人的特征之一是被时间所驱使。
And that is one of the characteristics is that modern man is controlled by time.
我们今天早上所要提到的信息是近代人的特征里面，我们是被我们的肉体，我们是被我们的工作所驱使。
Second characteristic which we'd like to talk about today is how modern man is constrained by his physical characteristics, by his work.
我们一同打开圣经，读几处的地方。
Let's read a few sections.
我们读创世纪第四章第三节到第八节的地方。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3 to 8.
创世纪是圣经的第一章。
Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
我们看第四章第三节到第八节，让我个人来念一下。
From verse 3 to 8.
有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了颜色。耶和华对该隐说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了颜色呢？你若行得好，是不蒙悦纳；你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。我们再看第十六节。
Verse 3 to 8. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel and his part also brought his firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain became very angry; his countenance fell.Then the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, and you must master it.
我们知道第八节里面讲到该隐就把他的兄弟亚伯在田里面杀了。我们看第十六节， 于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边拿得之地。
We know in verse 8 that Cain then slew Abel, and in verse 16 says Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
我们再看第马太福音第十六章。
Then we turn to Matthew chapter 16.
是在新约的第一本书里面第二十二页。
That's in the first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 16.
我们读第一章到第四章四第十六章第一节到第四节，让我来读一下。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
法利赛人和撒杜盖人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晴；早上天发红又发黑，你们就说今天必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。一个邪恶淫乱的时代，求神迹除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他看。耶稣就离开他们去了。
Pharisees and Sadducees came up to him, testing him whether, and asked him to show a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given them, except the sign of Jonah.
我们在第一段我们所读的地方，我们知道嫉妒产生了罪。罪驱使了该隐，该隐最后离开耶和华的面，向伊甸园东的地方居住。
We know that because of jealousy, Cain slew Abel, and because of that, he was driven from the presence of the Lord and had to go east of Eden.
所以罪驱使了人类。
And so, sin drives man.
我们在马太福音里面，我们读到一个邪恶淫乱的时代里面。
And then in Matthew, we see about an evil and adulterous generation.
在这里面，这个世代不认识主耶稣。
This generation does not know Jesus.
主耶稣说，那约拿的神迹，三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样，三日三夜在地里面。
Jesus said that as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the fish, so the Lord Jesus would be 3 days and 3 nights dead.
主耶稣讲，除了约拿的神迹之外，没有再大的神迹给世人看。
And so the Lord said that not, there will not be a sign that is greater than this sign.
这就是现代人的希望，这就是福音。
And this is today's generation, it's hope for this generation, and that is the gospel.
伊甸园东 ，East of Eden.
East of Eden
是 John Steinbeck 约翰史丹贝克在1952年写的书。
In 1952, John Steinbeck wrote the book East of Eden.
全书里面借了亚伯、该隐，把善恶两元论再度的重演出来。
This was a play on the evil and good and the two aspects.
在 Steinbeck 的思想里面，讲到人有选择善恶的权利。
That is, man has the ability, the capability to choose between good and evil.
在他1962年接受诺贝尔奖金的讲词里面
In his 1962 acceptance of the Nobel Prize,
他讲有三种力量在驱使影响到人的一个经历
He said there are three forces that force a person
第一种力量是社会对我们的力量
One is the force of society
第二种力量是道德带给我们的力量
Second is the force of morality
第三种力量是我们这个人的个性对我们的主宰的所带来的力量
And the third is our own characteristics, our own nature.
这是他对人生对这社会对人生整个对神的观念的一个思想
And that is his concept of man towards his society and God.
但是我们从他的剧本里面伊甸园东里面看到人既活有自由选择的余地但是被他的命运所决定
Although a man, but when we see from the book that although a man has the capability of discerning good and evil, he is alsoThere's also a destiny that forces him.
Steinbeck 的剧本里面讲到一个人受了他背景特别是他过去在爱方面的经验还是被爱所弃绝
And he describes how a man is affected by his background whether he is loved or rejected in love.
如果他这一生经历中他是被爱的人当他选择的时候选择那走了善的道路
If a person is loved in his background, he will decide on the way of good.
如果他是这一生经历中有被弃绝过爱的，他这一生所走的道路是那恶的道路。
If he has been rejected in love, he will choose the way of evil.
当我们在思想，在我们念头 Steinbeck 的思想的时候，
When we think about the thoughts of Steinbeck,
我们觉得他有矛盾的思想。
We see that there are paradoxes and contradictions.
他讲人有选择的自由，善跟恶选择的自由。
Man can elect to have good or evil.
但是这个选择我们从他的剧本里面看是引起矛盾，剧本里面讲到这个人被他的背景所限制住。
But yet he says that man is also decided he's affected by his own background.
我们看伊甸园东这个书名而不看它内容的话，
If we look at the name of the book and not look at the content,
我们知道在这个里面 Steinbeck 有一个信息给我们。
We know that there is a message there.
因为从这个名字里面，也许他告诉我们，他整个的思想，他认为整个的社会是受了咒诅。伊甸园东代表离开耶和华面的地方。
Mankind is described as east of Eden, cursed by God and driven by God away.
人选择善恶的能力，并不是受我们的背景，并不是先天决定的。
Our selection is not based on our hereditary.
所以 Steinbeck 在这方面是不正确的。
In this aspect, Steinbeck is not correct.
但是当我们思想到 Steinbeck 讲罪带来咒诅的时候，这是合乎圣经的。
But when he talks about that sin brings a curse, that is correct.
但是 Steinbeck 对神整个的观念是错误的，他用道德来表示善的一方面，他避免提起神。
However, his concept of God is wrong because his concept is that morality is a substitute for God, and that is wrong.
Steinbeck 代表人类，代表社会对神的一个错误的观念。
And he represents mankind's concept of that is wrong about God.
的确，大地受了咒诅。
Indeed, the land is cursed.
创世纪第三章我们所读到的十七节到第十九节里面，我们看到这样讲，地必为你们的缘故， 你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的，你必汗流满面才能糊口。
Indeed, Genesis 3:17 says, Cursed is the ground because of you, in toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it will grow for you, you shall eat the plants of the field, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.
地必给你长出荆棘来和蒺藜来。
Thorns and thistles will grow from the ground.
我今天早上想用一点时间，我们思想到这整个的人类跟整个的社会对神所错误的观念。
Well, let's talk about mankind and society and its wrong concepts about God.
我特别拣选了用马太福音第十六章，我们来思想主耶稣当时的人。主耶稣当时的社会对主耶稣同样的有错误的观念。
Also, I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 16 and how the concept of man towards Jesus is all wrong.
我们看到在这里，法利赛人跟撒都该人来试探耶稣。
We see here the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they wanted to test Jesus.
法利赛人跟撒都该人代表了当初宗教跟政治的领导人物，代表了中上级社会上的人。
These group of people are the people who were the religious and political leaders of that society, the high class people.
撒都该人不相信复活，因此这两堆的人从来不愿意在一起谈话的。
The Sadducees did not believe in resurrection, so they normally never had any discourse among them.
但是他们对了一个针对的一个问题，为了对了来到主耶稣面前的时候，他们两群的人集合在一起。
But they wanted to attack Jesus, they wanted to combine their forces to attack him.
十六章第一节告诉我们，他们来试探耶稣。
In chapter 16, verse 1, it says they came to test him.
我们知道，在新约里面，同样在路加福音里面讲到，他们来试探耶稣的时候，他们讲他是靠着鬼王别西卜赶鬼。
And they attacked Jesus also in the book of Luke about that Jesus was driving out spirits, the evil spirits through Satan Beelzebub.
他们觉得主耶稣是用鬼来赶鬼。
They said that Jesus was driving out the spirits through the power of the evil spirit.
现代人的社会里面，同样的，我们认为把主耶稣跟基督教看作跟普通的宗教一样。
So similarly, today's society considers that Jesus and his the faith in Jesus is like any other religion.
很多把主耶稣赶鬼的事情跟现在无俗的事情都变成多讲一样的宗教。
And they think that the driving out of evil spirits in the Christian faith is like any other religion and it's magic.
在约翰福音，同样我们看到法利赛人来试探耶稣。
We see here that the Pharisees and Sadducees they came to test him.
在约翰福音，你们看到法利赛人他们逮到一个正在行淫的妇人，他们把他带到耶稣面前，要试探耶稣，为要得到告他的把柄。
We see also in the book of John how the Pharisees they caught a woman in adultery and brought her before Jesus in order to accuse him.
我们中间，我们有人还没有接受主的，跟这社会上一样。要抓住基督徒的把柄来攻击基督。
The society will try to grasp the hold of the Christian and any of his errors in order to be at attack on Christianity.
这个社会，这社会上的人对神、对主耶稣有错误的观念。
Society has a misconception about God, about Jesus.
我们看到他们这两群人来试探耶稣，要求他从天上显一个神迹。
So these two groups of people came to Jesus to test him, to ask him for a sign from heaven.
这就是说，主耶稣以前所显的一切的神迹，多不是从天上来的。
And that is to say that all your previous signs and miracles that you have performed, they were not from heaven.
主耶稣四千多个男子喂养了他们，五千多个男子给他们食物，多不算是神迹。
His miracles of feeding the 4,000, feeding the 5,000, these were not considered to be miracles.
我们今天中间有很多的人同样的感觉说，以前圣经上所显的神迹，我都不相信。
And many people today will similarly say that all the things that are spoken of in the Bible, I don't believe them at all.
除非你基督徒现在告诉我，天上的神显一个神迹给我看。
Unless you tell me now that God will perform a miracle from heaven for me right now.
现代人与法利赛人、撒杜盖人同样的对基督有错误的观念。
Modern man has the same problem as the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
我们看到主耶稣怎样的回答。
We see how Jesus responded.
第二节，主耶稣说：“晚上天发红，你们就说天必有晴；早上天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。”
But he answered to them that when it's evening and it'll be fair weather, you say that it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, you say there'll be a storm today. The sky is red and threatening.
这是什么意思？就是主耶稣说你们是聪明的人。
This means that Jesus said to them, "You are all very bright people."
你们有分辨的能力，你们是有学问的人。
You can discern things. You have knowledge.
但是我们所知道的，主耶稣讲。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
That is to say, you can discern the things that are happening in the skies, but you cannot discern the miracles and signs.
主耶稣同样的用今天的话语告诉我们：我们中间有人懂科学，有人懂哲学，但是你们没有办法分别主耶稣是神。
That is to say, among us there are people who are brilliant in science and in philosophy, but you cannot distinguish Jesus Christ.
多少时候我们讲我们要靠科学是万能的，多少时候讲我们伦理的道德是维护这社会的。
Well, a lot of times we say that science can do anything and that philosophy and morality is the structure of society.
但是多少时候你们没有办法分辨神。
But so many times we cannot discern God.
我有一次在费城讲道的时候。
One day I was speaking in Philadelphia.
讲完道，有一位姓蔡的弟兄来到我的面前。
After I spoke, a person named Chai he came to speak to me.
他讲：“李弟兄，你知不知道我是最近才得癌症，直肠癌的人。
”And he says, "Did you know that I've only just recently had cancer?"
他年纪跟我差不多。
And his age is about 9.
他在告诉我，他以前没有信主的时之前，他喜欢三样东西。
That before he was a Christian, he liked three things.
第一个，他是要足球，看足球，所有的整个菲尔德菲亚的足球赛，他买了 season ticket.
Because he loved to watch football, and he would buy all the season tickets for Philadelphia.
第二件事情，他讲孔孟的学说 只要任何人跟我辩的话，我完全维护孔孟的学说，我是尊孔孟的人。
I am a Confucianist and I respect all the learned sayings of the sages and I would debate with anyone about them.
第三件事情，我一有空的时候，我打麻将打通宵的人。
And if I have any time, thirdly, I will play mahjong all night.
但是他讲有一天，医生告诉我我得到了癌症。
But one day the doctor told me that I had cancer.
我思想到孔孟的学说能不能帮我。
And I thought about whether the sayings of Confucius and Mencius, whether they could help me.
麻将能不能麻醉我？
Can mahjong anesthetize me?
足球对我再没有兴趣了。
I no more desire for football.
我所想到的只有三个问题。
Then I only have three problems that I thought of.
第一个，我的生死的问题，死后往哪里去？
First, the life and death problem, what happens after I die?
第二个问题，当我生病的时候，我听说癌症到末期会痛苦，我那时候求什么做帮助？
Secondly, I knew that there would be pain, and what would happen during the end when I have pain? What would I seek comfort in?
第三个问题，我的家庭怎么办？又怎么样？我怎么样？凭什么来？我死了之后，这个家庭怎样向前去？
And my family, what would happen to my family? How would my family go forward after I die?
当我思想到这三件问题的时候，我来到了主耶稣面前，因为我靠了他，我知道生死；我靠了他，我得到帮助；我靠了他，我有了信心。这一切在主掌权之下。
Then I came to the Lord Jesus. I became a believer, and I realized that I have solution for all three problems about life and death, supporter for me, and my faith and direction.
我们中间的人，我们能分辨科学，能分辨哲学，但是我们对基督有错误的观念。
We can discern science and philosophy, but yet we cannot discern who God and Jesus is.
主耶稣在第四节讲，道不能分辨这时候的神迹。
He says in verse 4 that this generation cannot discern the signs.
我们看到当初他们代表了那个社会上只有知识分子上级的人，他们对神死神基督失望了。
And that is the intellectuals of that time that they were disappointed, they really did not know God.
我们想现在这时候跟 Steinbeck 一样的思想，对神有错误的观念。
Similarly, today's generation has a Steinbeck situation. You know, we have a misconception about God.
因为现代人被时间所驱使，被工作所驱使，被肉体的情欲所驱使。
And we are all restricted by time, and we're restricted by our physical characteristics, our physical desires.
圣经告诉我们这些事情迷蒙了人心里面的眼睛。
And the Bible tells us that all these things have blinded us.
我们看到不但主耶稣当时的时候不信的那些人对主耶稣有错误的观念。
Not only at the time were those who were unbelievers and they had a misconception about Jesus.
我们从第五节到第十二节看到，当初主耶稣的门徒对主耶稣也有同样不认识的观念。
And also we see subsequently in verse 5 onwards that his own disciples had a misconception too.
主耶稣离开了那里，当他们到一个地方去的时候，门徒忘记了带饼。
We see that the disciples went to the other side, they forgot to take bread.
主耶稣说你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
Jesus told them, beware and watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
他们不知道主耶稣的意思讲笑是什么。
And they did not understand what Jesus meant by leaven.
我们知道路加福音里面告诉我们同样的，法利赛人的笑就是假冒为善。
And we see in Luke that the leaven that Jesus described is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees.
这里面讲到假冒为善就是人戴上了面具。
Hypocrisy, that means a man has put on a mask.
现代人以自我为中心，每一个人戴上不同的面具。
Modern man is self-centered, all of us have a mask.
我们通常看不穿我们不 transparent.
We are not transparent, we cannot be seen through.
我们通常讲话无希望性，没有是就是，不是就不是。
We say things which are wishy-washy. We don't say yes or no.
你有没有戴上面具
？And do we have a mask?
当初的人，当初主耶稣的门徒们也不认识主耶稣，因为主耶稣闲了， 这么多神迹，他们不知道主耶稣有那个能力能够随时能够产生食物来供给大家。
Even though they've seen so many miracles of Jesus, they did not understand, they did not realize that Jesus could perform another miracle.
所以我们看到当初的人，不信的人，社会上的人对主耶稣有不正确的观念，同时跟随他的人也有对主耶稣有不正确的观念。
And so the people who are not believers, they did not have a right concept about God, but his disciples also had a misconception.
主耶稣讲，当我们来到神面前的时候，不能像法利赛人一样，我们要把面具拿开。
And so when Jesus spoke to them, he said that we can't be like the Pharisees, we have to take off our mask.
约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣说，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Because in the book of John, Jesus tells his disciples that says that we have to worship the Lord in truth and in sincerity because that's what the Lord would want.
箴言告诉我们，我们寻求他如同寻求那银子，搜求他如同搜求隐藏的珍宝，我们就必以敬畏耶和华得以认识神。
The book of Proverbs tells us that we have to seek him as we seek a precious metal, a precious thing that we would hide within us.
所以我们看到这一个世代不认识主。
And so we see that this generation does not know God.
过去的世代也是一样的，这个社会不认识神。
And the past generations did not know God.
主耶稣的回答是什么？
What is the response of Jesus?
主耶稣在第十六章第四节只用一句话来回答了，他讲一个邪恶淫乱的世代，求神迹除了约拿的神迹之外，再没有神迹给他们看。
And so in verse 4 he says, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it except the sign of Jonah.
所以主耶稣用一句话答复了一切，就是这是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
And so he responded and said that this is an evil and adulterous generation.
我们来看一下这个社会是有什么特征。
And let's see what sort of characteristics this generation has.
第一个我们所讲看到的，主耶稣说是邪恶淫乱的时代。
The first is Jesus said it was an evil and adulterous generation.
这就是被肉体的情欲所驱使的社会。
And that is, it is driven by the desires of men.
什么是情欲？
And what are the desires?
保罗在加拉太书里面讲得很清楚什么是情欲。
In Galatians, Paul says very clearly,
情欲是什么？我告诉大家，从圣经上的话，情欲说使你们不能做所愿意做的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒言，这就是邪欲、情欲。
The desires of the flesh are those that are set against the spirit, and these are the deeds of immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strifes, jealousies, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing.
所以保罗说，情欲使你们不能做所愿意做的。你们，我们现代人被情欲所驱使。
The desires are set against.The spirit, and these are against the things which we do not want, and these are the things which drive modern men.
圣经告诉我们，在加拉太书同样的说，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，也必从情欲收败坏。
And the Bible also tells us in Galatians, and what we sow to our flesh. If we sow the things of the flesh, we reap corruption.
圣经告诉我们，只有靠主耶稣基督可以得到解脱。
The Bible tells us that we can only depend on the Lord Jesus to have a resolution, a release from this.
保罗告诉我们，在哥罗西书里面说，保罗说，不是人手所能行的隔离，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的隔离。
That is, in the book of Colossians, Paul tells us that we are we should be circumcised and not uncircumcised.And that the Lord will take us from that situation.
保罗同时又说，在加拉太书里面说，最要紧的就是做新造的人。
And so in the book of Galatians, Paul also tells us that we have to be a new creation.
哥林多后书里面，圣经告诉我们，当我们接受主，我们在主里面是一个新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians, it tells us also that we are a new creature.
我们是自由的人，因为真理释放了我们。
We are a free person because the truth has set us free.
社会这个世代的一个特性就是邪恶淫乱被情欲所驱使的一个社会。
This is an evil and adulterous generation. It is a generation that is driven by the desires of the flesh.
情欲是从罪而来，罪使该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯，罪因为罪大地受了咒诅。
The desires are from sin. Sin is what drove Cain to slay Abel. Take us from that situation.
保罗同时又说，在加拉太书里面说，最要紧的就是做新造的人。
In the book of Galatians, Paul also tells us that we have to be a new creation.
哥林多后书里面，圣经告诉我们，当我们接受主，我们在主里面是一个新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians, it tells us also that we are a new creature.
我们是自由的人，因为真理释放了我们。
We are a free person because the truth has set us free.
社会这个世代的一个特性就是邪恶淫乱被情欲所驱使的一个社会。
This is an evil and adulterous generation. It is a generation that is driven by the desires of the flesh.
情欲是从罪而来，罪使该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯，罪因为罪大地受了咒诅。
The desires are from sin. Sin is what drove Cain to slay Abel, and sin is what made this land cursed.
所以社会这个社会第二个特征是全地受咒诅，而且越来越厉害。
So the second characteristic of this generation is that it is in a cursed land. It is more and more cursed.
我们每一个人都被我们的工作所驱使。
We are all driven by our work.
这工作有的是为了成功，有的是为了金钱。
Some of us are driven in our work for money. Others are driven for success.
所以我们不但被工作所驱使，被工作的动机，被成功的欲望所驱使，被金钱所驱使。
So we're driven by the hope of more money, driven by the hope of success as our work drives us more and more.
我愿意特别对工作方面我提两点的解释。
In work, I'd like to explain two aspects.
第一点，工作的本身没有任何错误不应当的观念。
In work, basically there is nothing wrong with it.
在创世纪里面告诉我们，耶和华当初把神把人放在伊甸园里面，是给他足够的工作去做。
When man was put in Eden by God, there was plenty of work to do.
圣经上告诉我们，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守伊甸园。
And so in Genesis, when God put man in Eden, man was supposed to take care and look after Eden.
同时，圣经上又告诉我们，耶和华神用土造成了野地各样的走兽。喊空中的飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫，各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
And so when God created all the creatures and brought them to Adam, and he asked Adam to name them, Adam was given the responsibility of looking after the land.
这是何等重要的一个责任，是多么有趣的工作。
This is such an interesting work. This is a great responsibility of man.
但是我们知道，自从罪来到了大地之后，地受到了咒诅。
But we know that when sin came to this earth, this land was cursed.
圣经上讲，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，地必给你长出荆棘和棘藜来，你必汗流满面才能糊口，直到你归了土。
That this land is cursed because of you. The thorns and the thistles will come out of the land, and you will work this land with sweat on your brow.
我们中间每一个人汗流满面的工作，直到我们归回尘土的日子。
We know that we will work with sweat on our brow till the days of our lives are over.
而且圣经上告诉我们，这工作这地荆棘会越来越厉害，我们工作会越来越辛苦。
That the thorns and the thistles will grow more and more, and our work will become more and more burdensome.
在1982年4月26号的《时代》杂志上面。
In Times of last year, 1982, in April 26.
将近是一年前，里面特别讲到了一项报道，一项新闻是关于过去的美国的 Secretary of State Alexander Haig.
This was a description about the previous, former Secretary of State Alexander Haig.
我们所知道那时候一年前英国跟阿根廷正为了 Falkland Island 的事情打仗得很厉害。
About a year ago there was a great battle between Britain and Argentina for the Falkland Islands.
当记者访问到 Henry Kissinger 的时候，
When the reporters came to interview Henry Kissinger,
Henry Kissinger 这样讲， Alexander Haig, he breaks my heart.所以艾丽莎他讲他伤了我的心，所以在这里讲到报纸上 Time Magazine 讲到 Haig， 他讲 Kissinger 就讲我以前只 travel 200个 mile 一天，但是他现在8000个 mile 一天。
He said that I used to travel 200 miles a day and now he travels 8000 miles a day。
我们知道 Haig 在1980年在 Houston 的时候动了三根管子的 bypass 的心脏的手术。
We know that Haig in 1980 had a triple bypass for his heart.
我们知道那段时候的时候，在1982年那段时候，他18个小时飞到阿根廷，然后接着11个小时没有停跟英国人商谈事件。
That he had an 18-hour flight to Argentina in order to have negotiations and for 11 hours.
他在18天之内飞了30000里的路，在八天之内换过了手表22次的时间。
In 18 days, he traveled 30,000 miles. In 8 days, he had to change his watch 22 times.
英国这个报纸叫 Daily Mirror， 这个报纸讲 Haig 能够在但能够再忍耐多久，他的身体能够忍耐多久。
The Daily Mirror headline said, How long can Haig stand this?
我们知道每一个人都是超过我们工作的限量。
We know that every one of us has exceeded the limits of our capabilities.
工作不再带给我们愉快跟平安。
The work no longer gives us joy and peace.
神造我们每一个人没有设计我们要做这样多的工作。
When God created us, He did not create us to do this kind of work.
我们每一个人被工作所驱使。
We are all driven by our work.
我们不但被工作，我们为了工作我们要成功，我们被成功的欲望所驱使。
Then we are also driven by our desire for success.
在1983年2月18号的《时代》杂志，
In 1983, February 18th, Time Magazine
报告了一个消息，是关于教育界的消息。
There was a report on the education world.
讲到哈佛 Medical School 里面所发生的一件丑事。
About a scandal that happened in Harvard.
讲到一个31岁年轻有为，被认为当代最有名、最有希望的一个研究，在医学上研究的人。
Was a young promising person, 31 years of age, a young researcher, very much with promise.
他叫 Dr. John Darcy.
John Darcy.
他是当时在哈佛的医学院里面做一个研究员，而医学院的 Dean 愿意把他变成当初的一个教职员在里面。
And he was a young investigator at Harvard, and the Dean wanted to appoint him.
但是我们知道美国国家的卫生研究所 National Institute of Health 的时候，花了一年的时间来追查这个人所做的研究。
But the National Institute of Health had a one-year study of this person's performance.
当他这个 NIH 把这同时一样工作给五个机构来的时候，这五个机构的工作的报告里面，只有哈佛的最特殊而最奇怪。
From a study of 5 centers, the one report from Harvard was the most special, was quite odd.
所以当他们研究的时候，他们发现这个 John Darcy 把他几个钟头所做的实验，把它演变，把它修改，变成看起来好像两个星期做出来的 data 一样。
And then it was found out that this person, he tried to fake his data from a few hours into a few weeks.
他所做的实验里面包括要把狗打上一种关于辐射性 radioactive 的一个东西打到它的血管里面。
This involved work with radioactive material shot into dogs.
然后把狗的心脏把它开出来，来看心脏的演变的情况。
And to look at the heart dynamics.
当他们看到的，当这个 NIH 在调查的时候，发现狗的皮肤里面没有任何 radioactive 的现象。
When the NIH went to investigate them, they found that the dogs did not have any radioactivity on their body.
他们所找到有一只狗被埋的，把它挖出来之后，心脏好好的在里面没有动过。
They dug up one of the dogs from his grave and found that there was nothing done to his heart.
他们决定知道哈佛这一位年轻的人，他为了要发表论文而修改制造一些实验出来。
Because he wanted to complete his thesis, he was faking his data and made up his own data.
我们被成功的欲望所驱使。
We are driven by our hope.For success.
现代人的社会是一个病态的一个社会。
The current society is an abnormal society.
每一个人必须要成功才能够被接受。
Everyone has to be successful in order to be accepted.
我们的成功用我们的房子，甚至于房间里面有多少玉石来衡量。
Our success is determined by our house and maybe even how many bathrooms we have.
我们的成功是用我们的学位跟用我们的事业来衡量。
Our success is determined by our work and our number of degrees.
主耶稣说：“不要为那必坏的食物而劳力，要为那存到永生的食物而劳力。”
Lord Jesus said, "Do not strive for the things that are corruptible, but the things that are incorruptible."
当我们被工作所驱使，当我们被情欲所驱使，当我们被成功欲望所驱使的时候。
When we're driven by work, by desire, and of ourselves, then we have this characteristic.
我们好像油蒙了我们的心，我们什么都看不见了。
It's like something which has covered our basic heart.
我们心里面的眼睛并迷蒙了，我们对神、对主耶稣基督有一个错误的观念。
And our eyes are covered, and we cannot see what the Lord Jesus is like.
主愿意你今天接受他，就是你现在的样式。
The Lord wants us to accept him because of this.
你不需要你要假装做什么，你不需要被工作所驱使来使他喜悦，他才能接受你。
We don't have to fake anything. We do not have to seek for the success of our work and our own desires.
这就是我当初在1969年接受主耶稣的原因。
Because the Lord will accept us, and that is why I accepted the Lord Jesus.
我1969年当我在 University of Illinois 在那里读博士学位的时候
1969 when I was doing my doctorate at University of Illinois
我的论文发生了问题我的指导教授讲你可以稍微修改一下你的 data
and so I had some problems with my work and my thesis advisor said well you can change your data somewhat
我知道那个方法没有办法用在那一个实验的方法上面
I knew that that method could not be used on that particular experiment.
我没有办法通过那个最后的口试。
I could not pass that final test.
因此我离开了那个地方，学校没有办法接受我，社会没有办法接受我，甚至于我的父母很难对我接受。
And the school and the society could not accept me, even my own parents could not accept me.
因为我失败了。
Because I had failed.
我们中间每一位，你有一天你会遇到跟我遇到的一样，你会失败了。
One day you'll be like me, you will fail also, just like me.
当你失败的时候，你在地上滚爬，没有人理睬你。
And when you are crawling on the ground, no one will take care of you.
当你失败的时候，你没有金钱，你求别人给你金钱。
When you fail and you need money and you have to seek after that.
当你失败的时候，你的亲人、你的朋友，你没有办法信托。
And when you fail, your friends, your loved ones, you can't trust them.
我接受了主。
I accepted the Lord.
因为他接受就是你现况的实况。
Because he accepts us as we are.
他不要你勉强自己才接受你。
He doesn't want us to force ourselves.
你愿不愿意今天接受主
Are you willing to accept him today?
当你接受主的时候主有了你的一生
When you accept him, the Lord will have you for all your life.
信神的人如果行在神的旨意中间没有一件事情发生在信神的上面人身上是偶然的
Believers who walk in the Lord's way, nothing will happen to us that is not in God's will.
何等的信心何等的应许
What a faith, what a hope.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Because I live, you will live also.
马太福音里面主耶稣说，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，
the whole body will be full of light.
现代人被时间、被工作、被肉体的情欲、被成功的欲望、被金钱所驱使。
Man today is driven by their work, by their desires of success, and by the desires of their own flesh.
是何等可怜的人。
How sad that is.
但是主耶稣说，这个时代是邪恶淫乱的时代，除了那约拿的神迹之外，没有比这更大的神迹给他们看。
Lord Jesus says, this is an evil and adulterous generation. Except for the sign of Jonah, there will be no greater sign and miracle for this.
主讲这个话是心痛的话对我们讲。
This expression is the Lord's sad expression to us.
主没有更大的神迹变给我们看。
The Lord Jesus will not give us any greater miracle.
因为他把他自己给了我们。
Because he gave himself for us.
主耶稣讲在约拿在三天三夜在鱼肚子里面。
Jesus said, Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and nights.
我也要三天三夜为了你们被埋葬在地里面。
I will also be thus buried in the ground for you.
主耶稣复活了，因为主约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he die, he will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If we are believer in him, we are a new creature. All things that are old are passed away.
主耶稣告诉我们说，这是邪恶淫乱的时代。
Lord Jesus, he said, this is an evil and adulterous generation.
他们把我们每一个人的心给迷蒙了。
All our light of our heart is covered and it is blinded.
我们虽然住在这伊甸园东受咒诅的地上，
even though we're living east of Eden in an accursed land,
但是主耶稣告诉我们，他把他自己最大的神迹给了我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us that he gave us his greatest miracle.
你愿意接受主吗？
Are you willing to accept the Lord?
主耶稣说，我来是要叫人得生命，而且得更丰盛。
The Lord said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
就像 Steinbeck 讲，人有选择善与恶的自由。
As Steinbeck says, man can elect good or evil.
但是并不是像 Steinbeck 说的，我们的选择不受我们命运的辖制。
And it's not like Steinbeck says, that our selection will not be affected by our destiny.
你要选择那一生被这一切社会、被情欲、被工作、被金钱所驱使的人。
We don't want to be like the world, driven by our hope for success, our desires of the flesh.
凡是你愿意选择做一个主耶稣说，我来释放了你，你自由了。
Like Jesus said, "Come, I will set you free."
主耶稣说，没有再大的神迹给你们看。
The Lord said there will be no greater miracle for you.
因为他把他自己给了我们。
Because he gave himself for us.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
在我还没有祷告之前，我愿意诚恳地邀请我们中间的人，如果你还没有接受主，如果你还在彷徨，如果你还不认识神的话，你愿不愿意今天在神的面前说，我愿意接受你，我愿意选择善，我愿意跟随你，我愿意做个自由人。
Is there anyone here who says, today I don't want to be a wandering person, a person who is driven by my own desires, but today I want to elect God?
主不要你做一个成功的人，主只要你的现状，他来接受你。
Lord doesn't want us to be a successful person, but he will accept us as we are today.
我们接受他就有方向，你愿不愿意接受他？
We accept him, we have direction. Are you willing to accept him?
主耶稣在福音里面告诉我们，人接受他必须在人面前接受他，不然他也不在天父的面前接受他。
As we accept him, the Lord said, we accept him before others. So that the Lord will accept him, us, when we reach him.
你愿不愿意在神的面前，你轻轻地举起手来讲，我愿意接受主。
In the presence of God, as we raise our hand to accept him, are you willing to do that?
你假如愿意的话，你现在举起手来给神看，没有其他的人看你。
When you raise your hand, you raise your hand for the Lord. No other people will be seeing this.
你愿不愿意举起你的手来接受主？
Are you willing to raise your hand to accept the Lord?
我们愿意为你祷告。
We want to pray for you.
有没有人愿意感谢主？感谢主，你可以放下。有没有人愿意接受主？感谢主。这个选择是你的，你愿意选择走了自由的路，还是选择被驱使的道路？
You want to elect the way of choice, or you want to elect the way of being driven?
你愿不愿意举起手来告诉神，你愿意接受主？
You want to tell the Lord that you want to accept him.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的天父，我们谢谢你，因为你来到这世界，把那最大的神迹让我们看到了。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you came to this earth and you showed us this greatest miracle.
主，你没有再大的神迹给我们了，因为你把你自己给了我们。
There's no other greater miracle because you gave yourself to us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你接受我们，你不要我们勉强自己戴上面具，我们来行走，而我们凭自己的样式，你接受我们。
Lord, we thank you for accepting us as we are, and we don't have to carry any mask.
主，对这几位举起手来愿意接受你的，求你保守他们，求你把生命放在他的心里面，将永生安置在他的心中。
Those who have accepted you today, we pray God that you accept them and your life will be within them.
主，你祝福他们，让他们走这条道路的时候，主你坚强他们。
As they walk this way, Lord, that you will support and sustain them.
主，我们中间还在徘徊的，求你自己圣灵做催逼的工作。
Those are still undecided, the Lord, that the Holy Spirit might still be urging them.
主，当年你怎样爱我们，同样的，你今天怜悯这些人。
Lord, as you loved us before, Lord, that you might continue to reach out to these.
主，求你在等待，让更多的人能够认识你自己。
We know that you're waiting for many more to come to know you.
主，我们把这所有的人参加这聚会的都交在你自己的手中，求你保守。
We place everyone who is at this meeting into your hands that you might guide and support them.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.